Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the National Coalition of Labor. I'm Ken Edwards with the National Coalition of Labor. To my right, Ed Maher, NCO. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Phil Davidson with the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, Edward. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. Doing great. I missed you guys last week.
We missed you.
Yeah?
Well, I missed you. Phil wasn't here either, but I think we all just really missed each other a lot.
I got to tell you, it's tough traveling and getting to, like, you had a horrible experience traveling just recently, right?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Traveling's just getting really tough.
Air travel's tough, especially in the summer, because every time that there's lightning, they have to ground stop the airport. So that happened to me a lot this week.
Can I tell you what I was doing last week while I missed the show?
Yeah.
Golfing.
Nope. I was traveling because the Carpenters, sad story that has a happy ending. We had a member who in March sadly fell from a building in Wichita, Kansas, and was unable to survive his injuries and passed away. And he left behind a wife and three children. And we have this Helping Hands Fund that our international has that supports members who in hardship. And so at a fundraiser for this Helping Hands, there was a guy, it's a golf fundraiser, a guy made a hole-in-one and won a car, and he said, no, I want to donate it back.
Are you serious?
And so we went to Wichita to deliver the car to the widow, in addition to a substantial check.
Yeah.
So
I know she got some money from the NCL well.
Yep, and the NCL provided her some money as well, so obviously she was overjoyed with emotion when we came in. You know, there's nothing you can do, obviously, to bring him back, but it's going to make her and her family's life easier.
Phil, how old was he?
He was
30 some odd?
Yeah, late 30s, I want to say.
And I just got to tell you, once again, I'm just going to say it so I'm blue in the face. If you're 30 years old, buy life insurance. You got kids, you got a wife, buy life insurance. A 30-year-old can get life insurance through the National Coalition of Labor for, I don't know, $30 for $100,000, Ed.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just, it's the cost of Netflix, buy it.
Good point.
Right? So,
good point.
And we're going to be talking about that later. We have folks here from MetLife talking about whole life insurance, which is something different. But, you know, kudos to you guys, Phil, for doing that. Like, and that's
being a union is all about.
Unions do this all the time.
Yeah.
And nobody, they don't talk about it.
Mm-mm.
Right? They'll, you know, you'll see stuff on Facebook like, oh, you know, we helped build this ramp for somebody that got disabled. Like, just, we helped build a baseball field and, you know, all that kind of cool stuff. But, you know, it's a bittersweet story.
Yeah.
And then let's pivot real quick, Phil. You talked on Worker Wednesday about something that affects all of us.
Yes.
And what is it?
So everyone's probably aware, hopefully, at this point, that they're saying now by 2032, the Social Security Fund will be depleted.
Yeah. That's like literally around the corner.
It's right there.
Yeah.
6 years from now. And basically, everyone who currently pays in, you'll see your benefits reduced by like minimum 20%. So it's not going to be completely gone, but you know, 20% cut is significant.
To something that's already not exactly like, you know, enough to get by on.
Correct. So there was a proposal, and this was, to me, the most earth-shattering news, sponsored by both Bernie Moreno, conservative businessman, senator out of Ohio. I believe he was endorsed by Trump.
Okay.
And Elizabeth Warren, maybe the most progressive member of the Senate.
Strange bedfellows.
I know, which is like, can we have more of this, please? But anyways, their proposal was, and this has been discussed before, but now there's some heft behind it, is to eliminate the cap on incomes for Social Security. So right now, if you make $180,000, because it's $184,000 is the max cap.
Yes.
Or if you make $1 trillion, like Elon Musk, you're paying the same amount in Social Security, which is like $22,000 and change, because I think it's 6.2% of your income. And it's absurd. And they're saying if we can remove this cap, it would infuse $3 trillion into the Social Security lockbox. And
how long would that run it out? Would that last for another 10 years, or what would that be?
I think the number I saw was like at least another 20,
okay,
if not further.
So lift the cap.
Lift the cap, and it's the same percentage if you're making minimum wage or if you're the CEO of And it's Wells Fargo. It just doesn't make any damn sense.
It's like Warren Buffett has always said, look, I want to pay taxes. I want to pay my fair share of taxes. America has been good to me. I want to pay them. It should be the exact same thing. Pay your fair share.
Yes.
Right? Why are you getting a break?
Yes. A lot of people who are working class, you know, they rely on this. This is their retirement.
Phil, they're also these millionaires and billionaires and,
they don't need
and
it.
Now trillionaires. They,
they don't need
A,
it.
They don't need it. And B, they're already gaming the system by not paying regular taxes.
Correct.
Their tax rate is less than a secretary. So enough is enough. Pay your Social Security. But, of course, this is in the Senate, right?
And then
what did the Senate decide to do? They said, you know what, I'm going to go home for recess.
Yes.
Because I love that they call it recess.
Yeah, recess. Most people would call it vacation,
but
they're going home for a recess, you know? And so the Faster Labor Contracts Act is not being called. This bill is not being called. Nothing is being called. Mm-hmm. Nothing is being done because they have to go home for recess.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Stay there, do your job, and get stuff accomplished, especially when you have, like the Faster Labor Contracts Act, like this bill for Social Security, when you have bipartisan support. Well, strike while the iron's hot.
I know.
Right? Don't go back home and then come back and go, we rethought it. We don't need Social Security. Who cares?
It's a good point, and I think part of it might be that they see that, like with this bipartisan housing bill this past week, the Senate, you know, the Democrats, the Republicans, everybody agrees on it, but it's not going to get signed by the president because we're not going to overhaul the voting system to rig the upcoming election. So it's like nothing gets signed until I get, you know, what I
want. Either you rig my election or nothing's going to get signed. But here, like we said, and we said it before, and I'll say it again, it doesn't matter. Send it to the floor for a vote.
Yeah.
And let him go ahead and veto it.
Yes.
Go ahead and veto it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Veto it. And show the American people who you really are.
Yes.
Now, he's done that since day one, but maybe somebody will believe it after all said and done.
Yeah, once you start messing with people's Social Security,
that's
an eye-opener.
Get it on the floor. Get it to a vote, right? And there's a comparable bill in the House, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's just, this seems to be, I don't know. Bipartisan, like nobody else's business. Just put it out there, get it done, make people pay their fair share, and let's move on, right?
Absolutely.
Because you know that's going to affect Phil? It's going to affect me, Ken Edwards.
Most importantly.
By 2032.
Yeah.
If I'm still standing on this side of the grass, it will affect me.
Yes, yeah.
And you know, you don't want Ken Edwards losing 20% of his money.
And I will.
That's a bad place to be.
I'll say this, you know. You mentioned, Phil, that people sort of stick up for billionaires and stick up for trillionaires and say, don't tax them. Why should we be, you know, penalizing the rich? They're not sticking up for you. Last week we talked on the show about how with the amount of money that Elon Musk made in the first day after the IPO, he could have ended world hunger for like 8 years just with the money he made in one day. But they're not doing any of that.
No.
And furthermore, they're trying to pay less in taxes. So these are things that affect normal people's retirements, normal people's ability to go out and get a job, take care of their children.
Yeah. World hunger.
They are willfully trying to prevent you from collectively bargaining to enhance your ability to make a better salary and to have better benefits. Like, they are standing in the way of that.
Yeah. Listen, I just changed my will and I'm leaving everything to Elon Musk.
That's a good yes.
Yeah, he's the victim of an unfair system.
I feel bad for the guy, you know? He had to get hair plugs.
I mean, at this point, I mean, he could buy... not just countries, you could buy an entire continent, I believe.
I think his net worth at the peak after the IPO was higher than like 125 countries' GDP.
Combined.
So, and he's the guy who shut down U.S. aid through Doge, that directly led to 500,000 deaths of impoverished people. Ugh. Richest guy in the world. You know, so if they're not sticking up for you, don't be so quick to stick up for them.
Yeah. Agreed.
I'll tell you that. Don't be a schmuck.
It's almost like Stockholm syndrome.
You know what? I will tell you this. I'm going to say it, and a lot of people are going to be disappointed, but I'm going to cancel my order for a spaceship. All right?
Do it.
Yeah, I just hereby canceled. Elon, if you're listening, I'm not buying that spaceship. I know I put a little bit of money down on it, but I'd like my deposit
back. Are you going to buy the Bezos spaceship instead? The blue, was it? Blue
Origin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The SS.
He's such a better guy.
The SS Kenny 1 is flying to the sun in 2036.
2032, when my money runs out.
As long as he gets that Social Security money.
All right, listen. Today we got MetLife coming in to talk about a new offering from the National Coalition of Labor. We got to talk about some Barely Legal segment, which is really, really cool news that you guys are going to be super stoked to hear. And a bunch more stuff right here on The Workers' Mic, 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. So, we said that we're going to have some Barely Legal. Big case came down just the other day here in the state of Illinois, and you listeners all remember, and quite frankly, the reason that this show started was to push the Workers' Rights Amendment, right, to solidify collective bargaining in the Illinois Constitution.
Enshrine it.
Enshrine it. Enshrined it was.
Yep.
And this is 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was. Right? It's three and a half now.
Holy cow. And so nobody's really tested it. Like, what does it really mean? Because it really says,
right,
it says
everybody can unionize.
All employees have the right to unionize, in so many words, right? That's what it says. And so in Arlington Heights, mm-hmm, former almost home of the Bears. Way to go, Arlington
Could
Heights.
Could also be soon to be home.
McCook. I think they're going to McCook now.
McCook, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Beautiful McCook.
It's beautiful this time of year.
JC's Pub is a wonderful Italian restaurant.
I'm a fan.
Same. So anyway, Arlington Heights has a police union that represents their rank and file officers, and they are a wonderful friend of the show, Metropolitan Alliance of Police, Keith George, who has been on the show before, is the president, and they have the cops, the rank and file cops. They wanted to organize the sergeants, right?
That's right.
So they filed a petition, basically, it was some sort of ordinance Arlington Heights passed that says, you know, sergeants are hereby supervisors that can never join a union, or, you know, something like that. This is why it's Barely Legal, because I have to read the whole thing and,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Notes, please.
So the case is called, if you really actually want to look it up, it's called Daniel Bell et al. Versus Arlington Heights. And so MAP, Metropolitan Alliance Police, argued, no, you can't just wipe somebody out from collective bargaining. There's a constitutional right now for them to collectively bargain. And so Arlington Heights went in, and instead of answering the complaint, right, instead of going, yes, no, we agree with this, we don't agree with that, here's our legal position, boom, 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 they filed what's called a motion to dismiss. And a motion to dismiss allows you to go into court and not address the merits of the case, but say the case needs to be dismissed because, you know, for example, you know, they were late filing, or, you know, all these reasons that, you know, employers will come up with to dismiss a case.
Yeah, and it ends the case right there.
And it ends the case, yes, right there, right? And so, you know, if you're right, then you don't have to get to the merits of the case, which makes perfect sense. So why waste your time, like, really litigating if they shouldn't have been in court in the first place? Anyway, it goes to court, and Arlington Heights gets the table run on them. They lost every single argument on the motion to dismiss. And so MAP wins, and now the case moves forward.
Because of the Workers' Rights Amendment.
Because of the Workers' Rights Amendment, and because
they're... Was that cited in the judges?
Oh, all day.
Okay.
All day. And so now you're going to have, I think for the first time, we are going to have an actual decision about the constitutionality of the Workers' Rights Amendments. There's going to be a case,
wow,
where somebody says, okay, what does it mean, all employees? Does that mean, you know, the chief of police gets to be in a union? I don't know. Does that sort of mean? I mean, the language is pretty clear. It says all employees get to be in a union,
mm-hmm,
right? So,
interesting.
So anyway.
Do you think it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court?
I mean, it's got to, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, I would assume that this is the first salvo, but I'm shocked that it took 3.5 years to get here, to be blunt with you. So kudos to MAP. So far, you know, MAP 1, Arlington Heights 0, and bad things happened in 3s, so they lost the Bears, they lost this case, and now what?
I don't know, but I'm not wishing any ill on the good people of Arlington Heights.
I'm kidding.
What's always been the decree, like what supports the decree that you can't have management in a union? Is that...
Yeah, it's just because...
Is that a state law? Is that a federal law?
So it's both. It's not an actual law, but in... Well, I shouldn't say that. In Illinois Public Labor Relations Act, supervisors, true supervisors, don't have the right to be in the union.
They don't.
Right?
Okay.
There's conflict of interest and, you know, inherent, you know, problems, blah, blah, blah. But in order to be a true supervisor, you have to be able to hire, fire, discipline, discharge, give rewards, give raises, blah, blah, blah. And there's no sergeant, police sergeant, which is really the next step up from an officer.
Correct, yeah.
They're not supervisors. Like, I've even had that case, right? Yeah. And it's really tough to prove supervisor. Look, you go in Chicago PD here, their lieutenants are in the union. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they go all the way up the food chain. Same thing in firehouses and stuff. So, you know, it's a distinction without merits, Phil. It's a good question. I think everybody has the right to be in a union.
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, we got that. And then... Pivoting for a quick second, you know, we've been talking here about the Uber, Lyft, rideshare law that is allowing people, or going to start to anyway, assuming he's going to sign it, which I hope he does, will allow rideshare workers organize.
Right.
And to be in a union.
Right.
And there'll be some parameters
around
it.
They're not considered employees, but they can still organize.
Yeah, they didn't want to be employees right. when they were surveyed. It was weird.
Right.
So same thing going on in New York City, right? So New York City takes a small step forward and a tiny bite at the apple and comes up with a law that says that in order to shut off the app, basically, which in turn, it means you're fired, right? Your app is shut off, that there needs to be what's called just cause.
Right.
And we're all familiar with just cause in union land, and just cause means darn good reason. Not, I don't like you, not because somebody made a false complaint against you, not because there was zero due process.
Right.
Just cause means that you, the employer, have to have a valid, legitimate reason to take whatever disciplinary action you're taking against employee A, B, or C. So, New York City decided to basically put that into law for drivers. Why? Right? Because driver, like, you get some drunk in the car, and he says, oh, the guy did a terrible job, and he gives you a one star or, you know, complains about you. Uber or Lyft has the unilateral right to shut off that driver's ability to make a living.
That's right.
Without any recourse. And that was a big push here, right, in Illinois, as to why to get these people to be able to organize. It's not just about money, right? But it's about job security. So what does Uber and Lyft do? They sue, of course.
Go figure.
They sue New York State because they say, oh my God, like, how dare you take away our constitutional free speech rights to fire people and do whatever we want. And so, you know, they sued, and now it's going to go to court and all this kind of nonsense. But it's just like, I just love when massive corporations fall back on their First Amendment rights.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Listen.
We can fire people for whatever reason we want.
And you know what they're so near and dear.
And you know what they said? They're like, all this law is doing is protecting the rapist Uber drivers. That's what this law is doing.
Says like, Uber. Yeah, why don't you protect us from those?
Yeah, you can also screen them.
Yeah, and also, by the way, I think, I think sexually assaulting a passenger is going to rise to the level of just cause.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? So, come on, man.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so don't be disingenuous. So, anyway, that's what's going on. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk with MetLife,
yep.
right, about whole life and long-term care to... interesting topics and things that we're offering at the moment, and you guys will learn more about it. So we'll be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Workers' Mic. More show to come, sponsored by Hinge Health. Hinge Health specializes in personalized digital exercise therapy designed for hardworking people just like you. It's pain relief without waiting rooms and costly medications. Visit hingehealth.com today. Now back to the show.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the National Coalition of Labor. As we stated earlier, we are super stoked today to have two wonderful representatives from MetLife, good friends of ours. MetLife, for those of you that may or may not know, they do our pet insurance, which I call Pet Life.
I think they might also call it Pet Life.
What do you guys call it?
We sometimes call it Snoopy because we can leverage Snoopy in pet insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. They own Snoopy.
That's a good cross promo right there.
I like it.
It's pretty cool.
And then they have our short-term disability as well, right? And so just recently, we launched a brand new product, and it's not a new, it's a new product for us, but we did it with you guys. And so today we have with us Jen Rosenberg, the regional director for MetLife, and Carrie Lazzaro. She is the senior product director, also for MetLife. And Carrie, you flew in today, correct?
I did. Or I flew in yesterday? From Philly. Yesterday from Philly.
Thank you for coming in, and thank you both for coming in today. So the product that we launched is this. It's called Whole Life with a Long-Term Care Rider, like R-I-D-E-R.
Yes, correct. Anybody taking notes out there?
And what rider means basically is it goes along with the product. So you have a whole life insurance, right? Life insurance. And then on top of that, you have a long-term care component to this whole life. So explain to the audience, you know, in remember who you're talking to for a second. Like, just pretend you're talking to me. what is this? What is whole life? What is long-term care? Explain this.
You got it. So whole life is very different than term life.
Right.
In that whole life, the day you buy the policy, until the day you either no longer want that policy or you turn 121 years old, is guaranteed never to change in the value and the price that you bought it at the day you bought it.
Okay.
So the younger you are, the less expensive the product, of course.
Right.
Right? But it will never change.
Okay.
And then it has a huge...
And when you say it will never change, you're talking about the premium.
The premium, the value, all the benefits that go with
everything that happens, it all stays exactly the same.
Yep.
To either die,
use it,
or turn 121.
You got it.
At which point, when you turn 121, you can get it all back.
You get a check for the entire amount that you buy. If you bought $100,000 worth of coverage at 121, you get a check.
I think you should get a bonus for turning 121.
I agree.
It's very possible.
Yeah, let me talk.
We're headed that way. Yeah,
I'll talk to our actuaries about that.
How do they pick the age 121?
Yeah,
you know, it's across the industry. That's endowment age for whole life.
That's hilarious.
But it's a great question. I don't know where that originates from.
All right, so let's go back. Right, this is important. I want to make this distinction. Because we, the National Coalition of Labor, have a very, very robust life insurance plan, right, through Voya Financial, right, which is, you know, obviously probably our biggest vendor that we have, Ed, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
And I think we hold $10 billion in coverage in terms of life insurance for our members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's term, exactly what you said. So, Phil, a guy, you know, gets into the carpenters, he's an apprentice, he's 25 years old. If he decides to buy, you know, he has a base benefit through the carpenters and through the National Coalition of Labor. Mm-hmm. But if he decides to buy term life insurance, you know, it's like $6 a month, right? And then every 5 years it goes up for $100,000. I'm just making up numbers right now, but I'm pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes up every 5 years. And our theory for term is that, you know, you want to hedge your bet while you're raising a family.
Yep.
Have a car, have a mortgage,
exactly.
Putting kids through school, right? And then as you get older, sort of the arc of life, your kids, you know, hopefully are grown out of the house, although that's not happening as much anymore. They're,
right.
they're coming back. And
my term just started.
And so, you know, the house gets paid, you got a pension, blah, blah, blah. It's a different product, and it's much cheaper, obviously, than whole life.
It is.
But whole life has like you said, from day one, you're going to have value in that. So if you're looking to accrue cash value, meaning like, hey, I might need to borrow against this sometime,
yep.
right? Because I get the question a decent amount,
yeah.
right? We all get this question, yep. Ed, right? Hey, you know, can I borrow against my policy? And the answer is no, you can't.
With this one, though, you can.
With our right. with our VOIA policy, you can't borrow against it. You know, it is what right. it is. Right. But with this one, you can.
You can.
Right?
Yes.
So talk about that. Let's you know, Jen, mm-hmm. you're going to have a 30-year-old, right? And he wants to buy $100,000 worth of term life insurance. What did you say earlier? It was
$70? $71 yep. a month.
Okay, $71 a month.
Yeah.
And that's it. That will never change.
It will never change. Guaranteed.
Right? So I looked at mine the other day, and I'm slightly older than 30.
Just a smidge.
Yeah,
a
smidgen over. And mine was like 120, something like that, mm-hmm. through you. By
so
the way, I looked at it.
Double what
I looked at it. I looked at a competitor.
Yeah.
It was like 200 and change. Oh. So kudos to you guys. So that person pays $7 a month.
Yep.
And never stops paying it, and it starts to accrue money, not year one, not year two, but year three?
After 2 years, correct.
Okay, after two
cash
years.
Cash value accumulation begins.
All right, and it's just basically what you put in is what you have.
Approximately,
okay.
yes.
Does it
There's
earn interest?
It does earn interest,
oh,
yes.
How much?
Currently,
yeah.
it's 4.5% interest.
Better than you can do in the bank? Right?
The minimum yeah, interest much. We guarantee is 3.75, but
okay.
currently it's 4.5%.
Nice. Yep. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I know the reason that we got to this was that we have had people, you know, one of the biggest costs that folks have later in life is long-term care. You're staring down the barrel of, I don't know what the percentage of the population is that winds up needing it, but
almost 70 of some kind of long-term care,
wow.
some level.
And we see the prices on that. I think listeners probably have someone in their family or know someone who's had to pay for, you know, somebody to go into a facility, and these things can cost $10,000-$12,000 a month. I mean, the costs are enormous for it. So how do you save for this?
Right.
And do so in an affordable way. And that's how we came to this product.
So let's talk about that piece of it, right?
Sure.
Because there's two pieces to this product, and I want everybody to understand this. It's not just whole life insurance.
Exactly.
It's whole life insurance that you can use one of three ways. You can borrow against it if you ever need it. You can die.
Yes. Day one, right?
That's the least preferable option.
Or you can live, and then if you have that money accrued,
yep.
right, for all those years, you can use it then to offset your cost of long-term care, whether that's a nursing home, assisted living, correct?
Adult daycare, home health care.
Oh, is that right?
All yep. of those apply. Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Home health care?
Home health care.
Oh, that's awesome.
Adult daycare, yep.
What do you mean adult daycare? Like they'll go to a place for a couple hours
yeah,
and come
so
back?
Yeah, so let's say you work during the day and
yeah.
your parent lives with you,
yep.
but you can't leave them home alone.
Got it.
There are facilities during the day where they can go and socialize and play games
and this,
things like that.
And this pays for that?
Absolutely.
All right. And yep. then it just basically, you run it out until it runs out.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the way that it works
yep.
is, you know, let's use the $100,000 example we
sure.
used before.
Yep.
As you mentioned, I have multiple ways I can use it. I can take cash value against it. I can borrow against it. If I need it for that long-term care, which is defined as I need assistance with 2 out of 6 activities of daily living, so things like dressing myself, bathing myself, feeding myself, those are the kind of things that are needed for long-term care services.
Congratulations,
right?
Ed.
So yeah, when
right?
you know, so when you
look at you,
oh whatever, man,
you just qualified.
Ken's been going to long-term daycare for the last 15 years. But when you can
That's
no longer
about
when
that.
You can no longer do those things that you have
yourself.
To do without assistance, then you can qualify,
it.
And this entire death benefit can be accelerated.
Exactly, and that's exactly. It's called an accelerated death benefit mm-hmm. for long-term care.
That's a good point.
So, I read the packet.
You certainly
job.
Did.
Hey, you get an A.
Thank you.
Look at that.
So my full $100,000 can be used however I need to use that, and we're really flexible. So you don't have to make that decision when you buy the policy as to how you're going to use it in the future. We don't have a crystal ball,
sure.
right? So we don't know.
Sure.
So when you need that care, We allow you to choose anywhere between 2% of your benefits. So okay. using $100,000, that'd be $2,000 a month. So uh-huh. maybe if I'm doing just that adult daycare, that yeah. might be all I need. I can do up to 10%, which if I need to go right into a nursing home, I'm going to need that $10,000 a yep. month, a little faster. Mm-hmm. Or we actually have a provision. You can have the entire benefit and use it the way you need to use it to pay for your care. Now, a lot of people want to save it to budget because sometimes we're not so good at budgeting, and yeah. that's what that those dollars were assigned for. But if that's what you want to do, we allow you to do that.
So you'll just write a check?
Well, we'll write the check, or even better, we have something called a total control account where we basically turn it over into an account, and now you can keep that allocated towards those long-term care services and pay your bills out of that.
Are there tax benefits to this?
You know, it's a great question. You do pay for these benefits mm-hmm. without a pre-tax benefit. So yep. therefore, on the back end, they're all tax-free.
Got it.
Ooh. So you do not pay taxes on any of those benefits.
And this is also what's called guaranteed issue, mm-hmm. right? Correct. So it's the same as our Voya life insurance product, which means you don't have to answer a single medical question.
No medical.
No exam.
We ask if you are an active member of NCL, and that is it. For up to, get this, you guys have a special offer of
$250,000.
Yeah, and this is, like you said, $250,000 guaranteed issue.
Without answering a single question.
Medical question, correct. Just that, are you an active member? Then you can have up to $250,000.
Doesn't matter if you're a smoker who eats does. McDonald's.
You can still get the policy. Yeah. The pricing varies between yes. smoker and non-smoker, and yes. that is the only difference.
So yep. ours, like in Voya land for us in our term, there is one rate. Smoker, non-smoker, doesn't matter. Yeah. Same thing, it's guaranteed issue. But that's an important aspect for us in the building trades because, unfortunately, in the building trades, you know, a lot of our guys are sedentary. They're sitting in the machine all day. Mm. They're eating on the road. You know, some of them drink. I don't know if you know that.
Yep.
I have heard.
Yeah, I've heard. And I'm talking to you, carpenters.
Yeah. Zimas.
Zimas. Jeez, wow, Phil, you're dating yourself.
Well, you know, Ken, why this is so important is yeah. because if anyone tried to go purchase a long-term care policy outside of this benefit.
Yes.
One, today they're almost impossible to find.
Yeah, you can't even get them anymore.
Insurance companies don't want to sell them anymore.
Right.
Two, they're inordinately expensive.
And you tried to get one, right?
I looked at it when I was in my mid-20s, yeah. and just for a long-term care policy, it was like the last thing my insurance broker said, oh, you don't have this, but it's really expensive. I was like, how expensive? And in my mid-20s, it was something like $900 a month.
Yep.
So yes. that's where I say this Crazy. Is the affordable way to yes. prepare for this. Because you've got to have – it's like kids going to college. You've got to have at least something set aside because this is a cost that, you know, to your point, 70% of Americans are going to have to deal with in some fashion.
It makes sense to save for your long-term care, right? We yeah. all have parents now. We're all getting to that age where it's like, okay, our parents are getting older. What happens? Do we bring them into our house? Do we put them in a home? Do they live out of state? So there should be some money sitting there. You're going to be that person at yep. some point. You can get information for this on our website, right, coalitionoflabor.org. But better yet, tell me where people can call or go online.
Great. So to call and speak with a representative, answer questions, help you enroll in this coverage, you would call 770-709-6499. Or you can visit the enrollment website
yep.
at www.enrollvb. That's E-N-R-O-L-L, V as in voluntary, B as in benefits, .com/NCL.
N like Nancy, C-L. I like it. It's funny because I've tested all this out. I called yesterday just to see, or maybe it was the day before, and they were busy. And they said, all our representatives are busy. Leave us a message. We'll call you back. I'm like, oh, great. Sure they're going to call me back. I swear up and down, within 7 minutes, I had a call back.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Love to hear that.
And the experience was great. You're talking to a live human.
Whoa.
Not AI, Phil.
Not AI.
Whoa.
No AI on that one.
Live human, native American.
I don't even know English how to talk to humans anymore.
Person.
I'm lost.
Right?
Yeah.
And the conversation was great. It was easy. So if you are interested in this product, You have now, we extended it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Till July 31, if I'm not mistaken?
Correct.
Correct.
At midnight, July 31, you know, so act now. You have to be an NCL member to go get these rates.
Correct.
That is the name of the game with the NCL. Economies of scale. You know, like I said, I think I looked at one the other day. And by the way, the max I could buy was $25,000. So it's like, what's that going to do for me? You know, so this one is literally $250,000 that you can buy. And if you get it when you're young, because look, I don't think it's really an old person's game, right? But if you get it when you're young, I think it makes sense.
Yes,
in my opinion. So I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to come in, especially from Philly. I know getting out of Philly is always that's like a benefit, right?
Yeah.
That's a plus.
You're welcome.
Yeah, especially because we have World Cup going on there right now, so it's crazy.
Yeah, well, we don't. Thanks, Brandon Johnson. God forbid we should actually get something like that. Unbelievable. All right, so Jen Rosenberg, Carrie Lazzaro, MetLife. If you're interested, 770-709-6499 or enroll vbvoluntarybenefits.com/NCL and you can learn more about this great product. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
us.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to the Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Workers' Mic on 720 WGN. Got a few minutes left in the show here. World Cup fever is still taking hold.
I am watching, and go Team USA.
That's right.
Because we've won 2 out of 3 at this point.
Made it to the round of 32.
That means that's the what they call the knockout round, right?
Yes,
so whoever wins advances, and whoever loses is it's like
go
the
home.
Like,
going
like the NCAAs.
Correct.
Right, like that I can understand finally.
So our loss last week was meaningless, basically.
We had already won the group, so there were a couple players that had yellow cards. They didn't want to risk getting a second yellow card to have them be suspended or injured. So I'm not going to say it was a meaningless loss, but the USA still won the group handily and did so looking very good.
They looked
surprised
real sharp.
A lot of people.
Yeah. You know why I'm enjoying it?
Why?
Because of this thing called DraftKings.
Oh, yes.
You can gamble on it. All right, listen. Did you hear about the Supreme Court saying like this, the temporary immigration status for people seeking asylum, which has been, I guess, temporary since the 1990s,
right,
is hereby gone.
Yeah.
And so they're going to immediately deport Syrians and Haitians.
Haitians.
Right?
Who are predominantly the home health care workers.
Home health care, health care itself, some manufacturing. These companies are going, oh my God, no, please do not do this. And you got, I think, evil Stephen Miller saying, deport them today, right now, leave. And so here's the deal. Once again, I hate to harp on this, but I'm going to. And that is, go ahead and deport them. And then let's see the Americans that cry about, job stealing foreigners. Go take those jobs.
Yes. Yeah.
Go be a home health care worker.
Yes.
See how you like changing somebody's diaper.
Yes.
Right? Go ahead.
Agricultural companies in the South in the past few months have requested increased visas to bring back. I mean, they deported all of these people working on farms.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so the crops aren't getting picked.
Right.
And so they had to increase the amount of visas to bring workers back. So it doesn't work. We need people to do these jobs. If you have to give them some sort of status, it just is what it is, because you can say they don't belong here. Let's get them all out. People like to eat fruit in the summer. People like to be taken care of when they need caretakers at home.
What about all the people that said they're taking on jobs? Shouldn't they go and fill those jobs? There's 4.5% unemployment or whatever that number
is. That was their thought.
Right?
But
go ahead and fill those jobs.
Exactly.
Move to California and pick strawberries.
Yeah, this is the old reality versus talking points. And we don't have to go back very far to see what the reality of these policies do. We just have to look at right now with
right
agricultural
now.
Workers. It doesn't work. It's bad
working.
For the economy. It's bad for business. Nobody else is taking these jobs.
I will tell you this. Next week, we're going to talk about tariffs and how they affect the working class and what happened specifically with this little country called Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And how Canada has just given us our lunch.
They stopped drinking bourbon in Canada,
so
and
that's a, it's a
like
good
10 trip. Distilleries have closed down, so they must have been drinking a lot of bourbon.
Vegas is dying because Canadians don't go there anymore.
Hey, you know, so here, you guys are, you know, stealing my thunder, but you know what Vegas did, Phil? They offered, if you're a Canadian, we're going to give you dollar for dollar. So no matter what the exchange rate is, come on in, and we're going to give you nice. Dollar for dollar just nice. To get them back yeah. because Canadians are not coming to the United States anymore.
No.
It is. We'll
they're
talk
mad.
About it next week.
They're mad.
Yeah.
As well they should be.
Yeah.
I'd be.
They're very polite, so they're just like gently irked. They're not mad. They're very disappointed.
They're just going elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to make a Canadian mad, charge them more for booze. That's what they're doing right now. So, no, they're at their boiling point.
Hold on. Yeah. And beat them in Olympic hockey.
Exactly.
Oof. Hey-o. All right, listen. We got to go. Next week, those of you working outside, it's going to be brutally hot. And that means you need to be hydrated. So thank God we don't live in Texas where water breaks are banned. Thanks, Governor Abbott. But seriously, stay hydrated, cover up, and be safe out there, okay? And we'll be back next week with more of The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of The Worker's Mic was powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare. For additional information and podcasts of The Worker's Mic, visit WGNradio.com.